Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, so we have a little bit more to discuss in the world of package opening on Shabbos. Let's first talk about freeze pops. And I mean the regular ones that, I mean, what I consider regular, come in a very, very flimsy, lightweight plastic. What you would normally do is to cut off the top, and so you could, the child or whoever is eating it can suck in it from there and push it up. So, and sometimes they come attached to each other by their, at the length, meaning attached vertically. And I think they often come that way. So first of all, to pull them apart in Shabbos should not be done. It's not, they should not be separated from each other. So when you get them, it's probably a good idea, even before you freeze them or whatever it is, but just pull them apart so that you don't run into a Shiloh on Shabbos where you forgot to do that. And you'll have to have 6 children or maybe 20 children is lined up in a row, all eating at the same pace, which is not gonna be maybe a good game to play with the kids, but you probably want the option of giving them their own freeze pop. So separate them in advance. Now, in terms of the opening, so there's definitely basis to permit opening them. And many people can say it's mutter because this type of package is extremely flimsy, inferior. It's like the choslos. It's like just the almost like a wrapper around the ices rather than being a keli of any sort, a container. It's not a container. It's just, it's viewed in halach as a wrapper. That's what many say. Others are hesitant to allow opening it directly in the entirely routine fashion. And they recommend some recommend biting off the top rather than cutting off the top, which is probably a bit tricky. Or another way is not to completely open it. Like one of the farms says you could do it by like lie it down on the hard surface and use a knife to cut it from the front at the top and don't cut through the plastic in the back. So you just slit through the front and then the ices can come out of that slit, but the head of the package is still on. So just to review, the best thing would be to open them in advance also. I mean, once they're frozen, you probably don't want to open them before they're frozen, but once they're frozen, you could, it's not that, even before they're frozen, as long as you have something to store them in the freezer, it's not that much of a deal. But certainly once my wife says in a pitcher, take a plastic pitcher or something and then put them in standing up. But anyway, certainly once they're frozen, they could easily be opened in advance. But if they weren't so, then one who wants to be machmir would do one of the two things I said, open in an indirect fashion or not completely. However, if at the end of the day, you just really want to be able to open it straight, there is definitely what to rely on, or you just want to give them out to the children and let them do whatever they do, that would be okay to do that. Okay, now, a routine Ziploc. And again, you buy a box of Ziploc bags from the store, whether it's that brand or whether it's that idea. So that's fine, of course, to open and close on Shabbos. But what some packages have is that you have to rip off the top of the package first, and then it reveals a Ziploc type of opening. So if you opened it before Shabbos, you cut the top of before Shabbos, then that's fine, and there's no problem with opening and shutting it. But to cut that off initially, that should not be done on Shabbos. It should not be, these are bags that are designed to be used as a as a usable container and with a Pesach Noah that and etc. So it's it is more definitely recommended to not do that on Shabbos. And if you need to, again, of course, open it before Shabbos. If you neglect to and you really need the particular item, so cut it somewhere down the front or the side or whatever. Don't, underneath the design place, just avoid the words and the pictures and cut it and take the stuff out in that manner. If you have a bag that's tied shut, and it's tied, even if it's just turned over and one time and tied, but it's a firm knot, that should not be opened on Shabbos. If you need it, just a plastic bag with a chal or something, else, you just pull apart the bag, and as we learned, that's like ripping off the or from the chavis that you could do. Something that's closed with a twist tie, that's an entirely it's a different shayla. <Excuse me. clears throat> The reason why you may have heard some are makbid not to open twist ties in Shabbos or not to twist tie something shut in a normal fashion is that it's based on the sheet of a Rambam. The Rambam says that if you twirl two things together, like as making a psila, like making a wick, that is considered a malacha of kosher, that is called tying. So the sheet of the Rambam and the Achronim, including the Mishnah Berurah, bring this down, that's a form of a knot. So now, if you know that it happened, you got it from the bakery, Erev Shabbos, and it's within 24 hours of when they did it, you know that for a fact, or you closed it yourself, then it's fine to open it. If it's been shut for a while, and likely more than a day, there's what to be chashish for, and if you could just, it's usually, often it's not so difficult just to slip it off instead of twirling it. Usually you could just push the plastic a little bit together and slip the thing slowly off at the top. Or if you want to reclose a bag, especially if you're closing it and it's not going to be used again on Shabbos, so instead of twisting with the twist tie, just make a circle, just put it in and wrap it around. That's fine. The only issue is, the only possible issue, the only shaila is twisting it as like making a, as you would when you make a wick. And even that's not bara that it's a shaila, but it's the type of shaila which if you could avoid, we avoid. L'chadchila. Okay, something that is more serious would be something like garbage bags, which are attached. Sometimes you get garbage bags which come in a roll, but they're attached to each other or to themselves. They've never been ones which have never been separated. They were made on a big roll and cut and never been separated. So that is definitely should not be done on Shabbos. It's good practice to buy a brand that doesn't have that. The bags are not attached and are not to each other or to themselves. There are brands like that. But if you have the other brand, so when you buy a new box, first of all, you can't open the box in Shabbos. We mentioned yesterday, it's like a tissue box, except if you really had to and you ran out of bags and you really needed them, you have to cut open the box and pull them out. But in any case, if it's the type that's stuck together, it's not going to help you anyway to do that. But so when you buy them, take out a few and open a few right away, open 5 to 10 bags right away and put them aside. And that'll be your emergency Shabbos supply. Still, an Erev Shabbos, when you're the last preparation for Shabbos, you probably take out the garbage. So maybe just, prepare a new bag right then, but and leave your supply intact. But in case you run out or in the middle of a Shabbos, you need more. So have a supply, whatever it takes, depending on how fast you go through them, but prepare them in advance. If you don't have a brand that's unattached, that's detached from each other, then make sure to prepare them in advance. They should not be opened on Shabbos. Another couple of common things are these candy boxes that you get from, especially the ones that come from stores where the store itself packages candy, or even not. They're the ones that a lot of the kosher companies now, the Jewish companies, they sell candy in these little plastic boxes, which the first time you open it, you either have to break off a piece of plastic or pull around maybe a whole tab all the way around. Things like that should not be done on Shabbos. If you ran out of candy, either pry it off. If you work on it, might take a couple of minutes more, but you work on it, you could probably pry the cap, the top off without breaking it, without breaking it the way it's intended to be broken, or else it could be cut. If you get a knife, an adult who's, could be carefully cut the package and remove the contents. And maybe the last thing I'll mention for now is a package that's taped shut. That could be open. Sometimes just simple, you buy a challah, may come with a little piece of tape, keeping it shut. That could be just ripped open. Tape could be ripped open destructively. Or sometimes it'll be might get a cake in a plastic box, and there's a label on it from the store, from the manufacturer, which is keeping it shut, keeping the plastic shut. And that's all. Once you open that, all you need to do is pop open the plastic without breaking anything. But the paper is on it that says the name and everything, so that you're allowed to cut or rip, but be careful of the words. Be careful of any words and letters and numbers on the tape. Just rip or rip around, rip between letters or between words, whatever it is, and just snip it off. Snip off that with your knife or with your fingers. Just you could rip off that paper and enjoy your cake. Okay, that covers nearly everything that I had jotted down here. And Bez Hashem, we will continue with Hilchos Shabbos, hopefully Bez Hashem, tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.